USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
8 Ukrainian regions have been the sites of missile strikes and shelling in the last 24 hours, underlining that the whole country remains under threat despite Russia's pivot to focus on the eastern part of Ukraine. 9 civilians were killed in Kharkiv Friday. More than 50 were left wounded. Russian forces shelled an oil refinery in Lysychansk that caused a large fire Saturday. A regional governor said it wasn't the first time that the refinery was targeted. He also accused the Russians of trying to exhaust local emergency services. Russia has stepped up airstrikes after Ukrainian forces sunk the Moskva, a Russian warship, though the Kremlin said that it was fire aboard the ship and not the Ukrainians that brought it down. It warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note not to send more weapons to Ukraine, or it could face unpredictable consequences. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.